With that, we'd like to let you know about joys, concerns, and praises. Joanne, too, called me yesterday afternoon, and she's got a sinus infection, which turned into bronchitis, and she says she's infected her mother and Mark. So keep them in prayer. Tina had that. That's what she had a week or so ago. So keep Mark and Joanne, too, in prayer this morning. With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Sharon. Cindy.
Yesterday, I went over to Gray Memorial. They had their annual yard sale. The pastor called me to tell you hello.
Yeah.
And so they had a real good turnout, and they did very well with it. And instead of packing everything up and taking it and donating it, they put it alongside the yard, along the front of the church, and it got, it just vanished. It just vanished. Jessica that works with me, the one that the tornado hit, we took some gift cards up in the office. They're going to do a collection. They're going to take up some money and do a gift card. But after everything had already happened, then another tree fell and was coming into her house.
Oh, wow.
So she got that on top of everything else. It, you can see from the inside where it didn't come break all the way through, but it was going to break through. So they put tarps on. They've but she's still doing cleanup.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, these tornadoes lately, the weather patterns, it's really, you just don't know when they're coming, when it's our turn or whatever. So we got to kind of help one another through this. Miss Judy, you're looking at me.
We had two trees fall in our backyard that Thursday night, that storm. But thank God we had a few grandsons that were just going to get out there and get them up.
So. Yeah, and the trees fell away from the house, which was a good thing. And away from our squatter's RV, I mean our grandson's RV, it fell away from there. And I just can't imagine if it fell in my place. I would be a mess. Yeah, you would. Thank God it fell the other way. So between the two grandsons, they cut it all up, and our other son-in-law came and loaded it up so they could take it home. So they'd like to have these fires. I don't know what the deal is about people sitting around a fire and chatting and drinking beer and cooking and all that. So now he's got plenty of firewood for his fire. Now, Linda.
Just continue to lift Judy up in prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God to heal her.
Absolutely.
All the ones that aren't here today.
Yep.
And my sister Judy and a friend named Paula Cooksey with some heart issues.
Yeah, I know Paula. Yeah. That's our Paula Cooksey too, right? Yeah, yeah, that's neat. Yeah, we served, Judy grew up with them, but we served Lamont many years ago. And Paul and Barbara Cooksey, her parents, they're still active in that church. Yeah, we know Paula. Thank you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Also, Kathy Driver is a friend. Her husband died last year. And her cancer's back, so she's going through treatment. I went over and visited with her yesterday, and she's lost all her hair. She just, it's about this big, about that long. About that long, if that, just little, and it's little sprays pretty much everywhere, but she's going through treatment, and I told her what kind of treatment you're going through, and she said her niece actually had stem cell, and she's doing very well with it.
It's amazing. We go to the cancer center quite often. It's amazing the amount of people that have one kind of cancer or a different kind of cancer. The place is full. Don, you got a prayer request?
I don't know whether y'all have noticed or not, but situation. I've lost 35 pounds in about the last 2 months. And so I did go to the doctor Tuesday, and they got me set up for all kind of tests and whatever to find out what's wrong. But I don't hurt, I just have no energy anymore. So I didn't really notice it as much till I propped up to go to sleep and my watch slid down my arm. So,
yeah. Thank you.
That's where we are.
Yeah. So God bless. We pray that whatever it is, the doctors can find it. And, you know, it's amazing the treatments that we have available to us. But you always look good, so I didn't notice. Thank you.
Because you turned also Christy Gale on. She's like in her late 30s with two little girls and a husband, and her cancer has come back, and they're giving her a 50-50 chance.
Wow.
Christy what?
Damon.
Yeah, I have a 90-year-old brother and an 85-year-old sister-in-law, and neither one of them are good. So I'm just asking for them to.
Well, that's why we're talking about what we talk about in church. And one of the reasons for my message today is that Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. And this life, I got a pastor friend that calls us our earth suit. I like that. It makes sense to me because this is our earth suit. We're not taking this suit to heaven with us, but it's only good while we're here. But if we, you know, only had this life to look forward to. But think about all the people that we lift up in prayer and people that need a touch. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So Lazarus was healed in that way. But Lazarus eventually died. But he had the hope that something much better ahead. So with that little bit of humor, talking about your friend with the short hair, Judy's got short hair. She's always after me. Every time I go give her a hug, especially after a couple of days when I don't shave, get away right back there. Right. So you know what she did yesterday? She said, oh, I want you to know how it feels. She took her bald head and rubbed it in my face. I now understand why she don't want me kissing her with the beard of her little stubbles. Well,